Some 113,000 students are headed back to school today in Baltimore County. WYPR's John Lee reports that the county is starting the school year with a new leader, a significant number of students living in poverty, and fewer schools without air conditioning.
Baltimore County's interim school superintendent, Berlita White, was walking the halls of Dumbarton Middle School last week. She was there for a half-day program that helps sixth graders figure out which end is up in their new school. At one point, White tried to help a student work his locker combination.
Just clear it. Now let's try it again. All right, what's the first number?
42. Wherever she went, White ran into someone she knew, like the librarian, Amy Hutchison, who 6 years ago taught White's daughter sixth grade English at Hereford Middle.
She was lovely.
How's she doing?
She's fine. She's a senior.
And this is one way White differs from former school superintendent Dallas Dance. While Dance came to Baltimore County via Virginia and Houston, White is homegrown. She attended Baltimore County schools and started teaching in the county schools in 1995. She served as a principal, an assistant superintendent, and most recently as the county's chief academic officer. Abby Baton, the head of the County Teachers Association, says teachers and principals know White and like her.
They really are looking to her to make sure that things are kind of smoothed out a little and implementation is slowed down to a point where we can get things right.
Baton is talking about initiatives started during Dance's tenure, like laptops for all students, as well as new curriculum and grading policies. Dance was praised as an innovator, but his critics said he threw too much at teachers too fast. White says it's time to let teachers perfect their craft.
We hit the ground running a few years ago, and now we're making sure that we're continuing along those lines, making sure that teachers have time to implement what we've already started.
But for thousands of families in Baltimore County, the start of school is less about policy and more about getting the basics.
School supplies down there. Sign up down there. Free food over here, people. Free food here.
At a back-to-school event in Dundalk, volunteer Robert Jones was the traffic cop, getting hundreds of parents and children to line up in two lines, to the right for school supplies, to the left for fresh produce. There were boxes of carrots, onions, cabbages, potatoes, melons, and corn provided by the Maryland Food Bank. Thomas Fenoy was a volunteer. He said some parents need help with more than backpacks and notebooks.
But they also need the proper nutrition to help their children to learn more and be better students.
45% of the county's students are eligible for free or reduced price meals. Back at Dumbarton Middle, Principal Susan Harris is basking in the cool of a $28 million renovation, including, yes, air conditioning.
The renovation changes everything.
There are now 13 schools without central air in the county, down from 90 a few years ago. County Executive Kevin Kamenetz says next school year there will be just 3 schools without AC. When asked at the political feud with the governor over how to best air condition the schools is over.
The whole thing was, you know, frankly, on the part of the governor's was just theatrical.
And Governor Hogan wanted Kamenetz to use window units to more quickly cool the schools. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.